So towards the end of Reish Samach Gimel, I think we got up to Yud, which is a very juicy sif, but we're going to go backwards. We left out two interesting points back in Sif Hey. So we actually mentioned it, but we didn't mention some of the significance over there. Back in Sif Hey, we spoke about is the bracha before or after the hadlakas near Rosh Shabbos, right? So we said that the Ramah says Ashkenazi minug is to first light the candles and then make the bracha, and the Kabbalah Shabbos is the bracha, which we're going to learn more about today. Okay, so, and we mentioned that there are those that say that on Yontif, because you're allowed to light candles on Yontif, the woman should first make the bracha, and then light the candles, right? There should be a difference in Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos, you're not allowed to light candles. Yontif, you are. So, if you assume that the bracha is the Kabbalah Shabbos, so you light the candles, then you make the bracha, Ladik Neshul Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos. But really, the bracha should come first. Why should the bracha come first? Because over Lasiyasan, the general rule is bracha comes before the mitzvah. So on Yontif, I can be Mekabel Yontif and then light candles. So therefore, we said, say, Ladik Neshul Yom Tov, now it's Yontif, there's no problem to light the candles. You can't burn it out, whatever, you can't blow out the match, but you can light the candles. Okay. So this chiluk between Shabbos and Yontif, well, interestingly enough, is a very famous vart. It's my bad that I dropped the ball. I didn't mention this when we learned it. This is the famous vart of Mrs. Drisha. Yeah, the wife of the Drisha. So I spent some time looking for it. Look at the Ber Heitev Ois Yud. Ber Heitev Ois Yud, back in Sif Hey. Achar hahadlaka dim tivarech, if she first makes the bracha ladik neshul Shabbos, according to minig Ashkenaz, kibbel the Shabbos, lasur lahadik. She's mekabel Shabbos. She can't light. Dim kein biyontif tivarech viachar kach tadlik. So then there's a bunch of Rosh Tevis. Okay, good. Thank you. That's what I thought it was. Okay. Kain Krasav Besov Sefer Adrisha. We're in Sifkat and Yud in the Ber Heitev. Does yours say that? Kach Krasav Besov Sefer Adrisha Bevin Ezer B'Shem Imo. Okay, that's not 100% accurate. I'm going to reword that. Now, maybe it was accurate at one point. It's not really accurate. Kach Krasav Besov Hakdamat. Okay. It's they talk about the mother of the Drisha. It's not the mother of the Drisha. It's the wife of the Drisha. But the Hakdama to the Drisha was written by the son of the Drisha. So the son of the Drisha is writing this Hakdama about his mother. So it's not the mother of the Drisha, it's the wife of the Drisha. And by us, it's not an Eben Ezer, it's at the end of the Hakdama and Tiyaradea. Okay, now if you look right over there in the Shari Tshuva, and now the Magen Avraham says, no, the women are getting confused. Don't confuse the women. They should just light the candles and then make the bracha. That's what they used to do. Don't confuse the women. The wife of the Drisha, she was shtag. So look at the Shari Tshuva by me, it's Ois Yud. Achar Hadlaka. It's right, corresponds to the same Ber Heitev, Achar Hadlaka. I am Ber Heitev. Uvedoga Mervava Hiskim Lahalacha. Shari Tshuva is it. Udagam Ravava Hiskim Lahalacha, Delo Kamagin Avram. Kavan, he says, don't have to, Magen Avraham says, Lo Plug, right? We often have Chazal, don't differentiate. This is what we do, Lo Plug. He says, no. I don't agree with the Magen Avraham's Lo Plug over here, says Udagam Ravava. Why? Kavan, Shein, Nusacha, Bracha, Shaveh. Because it would be the same Bracha, Lahadik Ner, period. Okay, same bracha, do it the same way. Two different brachas. One's Alek Neshul Shabbos, one's Alek Neshul Yontif. Two different brachas should be done. Two different ways. Shabbos Shabbos, Omer Eshul Shabbos, Uvi Yontif, Omer Eshul Yontif. And therefore, Lo Shayich, Lo Plug. It's not that I'd say Lo Plug. That's what the Dagon of Rav says, arguing on the Magen Avraham. V'lachein ein raya b'simen kuf nun ches. Okay, we didn't discuss that until Sedayim. D'sham kein nusach habracha. Okay. V'chein ma'ashikrat v'atvosu t'vilas ger. Those are other exceptions where you make the bracha after the mitzvah. Until Sedayim say after. By a ger going to the mikvah, he makes the bracha after. He can't make the bracha before. He's not Jewish. By women, they actually do a compromise. She dunks, then she makes the bracha, then she dunks again. I think it's what they do. Okay, but that's not our topic. Says the Gemara, I pass him like the wife of the Drisha. The Isha Shenasaliba Bachachma. She was a woman who was Nasaliba Bachachma, filled her heart with Chachma. Okay, we didn't finish the Behete, sorry. We have to go back to the Behete, I missed it, that was a good one.
How long ago did the Yeshiva Drisha live?
Drisha lived, I don't know, but let's see. Before the Dagon Merfava. And now look, before the Magen Avraham. Because look back at the Behete, I'm sorry, I missed that. We just read the Behete, right? In quotes, the Drisha, the B'Shem Imo, it's not really, it's not, again, it's the mother of the son of the Drisha, it's the wife of the Drisha. The cost of our Magen Avraham, we said the Magen Avraham has a low plug. But ain't chachma the isha. Dwell chelk lechazal. The Magen says, no, we don't listen to that woman, and we do it the same way. Okay, so that's a big, whatever. So there's two ways of doing it. But it's very interesting. You look at the Drisha, he writes the whole thing about his mother, what a big Talmud Chacham she was, and there's a very big women's Torah center in Manhattan called Drisha because of this woman, the wife of the Drisha, who was a wise woman. It says there that she was an expert in Hilchas Nida and in all the halachas that apply to women, and the Lashon is like almost like the rest of the Gedolei Hora, like the Gedolei Adam. She was the wife of the Drisha. She was up there. So it sounds like she came before the Magen Avraham.
So we paskin we do like the Drisha then. We make different brachos.
Everyone agrees it's different brachos. The question is, do we have a Magen Lo Plug or not? What do we do? I don't know. We probably should do like the wife of the Drisha. I mean, you have whatever. You can do either way. You have a Magen Avraham on this side, and you have a lot of big.
Big,
he said that both you always no light keep first then make the brach. Keep it the same, right? How did the Mishabura phrase it? Oh, you know where it does come up where they do make the same bracha. That's what makes it tonight. She has to go to the mikvah. She makes it tonight. She's not makabel Shabbos with this hadlaka. So she's saying the Neshel Shabbos. So should she make the bracha first? There's more room for the low plug. I don't see the. I don't know why I can't. I thought we had a mishabura on this, and now I don't see it. Oh yeah, the bottom. I'm sorry. Mishabura simcha the chav zayin. Second half. Vim came beyond to do shayz el kuliyama tivarech the acher kach tadlik. But that's how Magen Avraham did lo plug. But har biachron shiru lo kumoshe kasavnu mitchila. So it sounds like the Mishabura is really saying that the better thing is to first make the bracha and then light. But a woman who does it the other way is relying on the Magen Avraham. That's fine. And the Sharatim brings down the Achronim who say like the mother of the Drisha, the wife of the Drisha. You have the from the biggest poskim. So it sounds like the majority opinion is like the wife of the Drisha to first make the bracha and then to light the candles on Yontif. Okay, the other point here that we missed, I mean that we didn't miss, we just neglected to point out was the famous wife of the Drisha.
I don't understand why they're not basing it on someone else. Why don't they base it on a man? There's all these other rabbis that they do it.
Because she's the first one who said it.
She's the first one who said it?
Mishabura doesn't quote the wife of the Drisha. Right? Mishabura just brings down Harbi Achronim, and the bottom he says, Dagum Rabbi Ki Shari Tshuva Chayadam. And the Behetim, the Shari Tshuva, it's like it's famous in her name. That's why I should have mentioned this when we learned it. I missed it.
But the Magen Avraham says love blue.
Yes.
The same way.
Right. He disagrees. Right, but most people disagree with the Magen Avraham and agree with the wife of the Drisha. And she came before them. The Drisha was a commentary on the tour. And he wrote the Sma. He is big stuff. So I guess he came even before the Magen Avraham. It was probably, I don't know, 400 years ago. 300-400 years ago.
Can he argue with her? Is she also
who?
In that front?
They can all argue with her, but they don't. They agree with her. I think she's right. She should, for the bracha should always be before the mitzvah. By Shabbos, you have a problem, a technical problem, so you don't do it. But you don't have the problem, so do it. Magen Avraham says, yeah, women aren't so smart. Don't confuse them. Whatever, light it. Now, the other nekudah, very important, by lighting candles. Look at the, we missed this, also very important. Mishmas of Katan Chav Gimel, by Yantiv candles. The Ein Tzarech Levarech Zman Al HaHadlaka. When the woman lights Yantiv candles, she does not need to say Shechiyar when she lights the candles. But in a place where women are knowing to say Shechianu, you should not stop them.
That's what we do. We say.
Okay, so it is very common for many women to say Shechianu when they light Yontif candles. That's like standard. So when I learned this many, many years ago, I said, sounds like, he says, don't stop them. That sounds like it's not the recommended practice. So the big footnote in Deir Shu, which we missed, that the Sheilas Yaivitz was the one who didn't like this practice. Because really, the Shechianu is supposed to be on a coast. By Yom Kippur, there's no coast, the whole discussion in the Gemara, so we do that, we do it in Shul. So there, once you're doing it in Shul, a woman might as well do it over the candles. Because there is such a minhag. But on a regular Yontif, there's big, the sides are lined up both ways. But there are those that say that it's really supposed to be on a coast, so why should the woman say Shechianu by the candles? Better for her to wait till the coast. There's another diem, and this I actually heard a tape from Rabbi Fran 25 years ago. If she says Shechianu on the candles, can she answer Amen to the Shechianu at Kiddush? And Rabbi Fran didn't like the Frumi saying, oh, you can't say Amen. But I said there are people who say that. This whole time she can say Amen to the Shechianu and Kiddush. She said a hefsek because she already said Shechianu. So here it brings down it to the Yaivitz, who was the source, who said that the women should not be saying Shechianu on candles. Yom Kippur, it's okay, because anyway, there's no kos. He says the lashon of Dirshu from Rav Moshe. She can't have minig b'meshach kama meyo shanim v'shekein minigin hayom. Rav Moshe says this was the minig for hundreds of years that women say Shechianu when they light the candles, and that's our minig, and leave it alone. On the other hand, he says that the Brisker Rav said not to do that. The bracha is supposed to be said on the kos. I think it's a Gemara, maybe Erevin Dachman. I don't know. Erevin Dachman is in my brain, but I don't know if it's true. As she is from. Okay, then he talks about that if he answers Amen, the end of the deer should know, but he just says Ayin wherever. And the other thing we talk about. Okay, anyway, so. Does women do it like this way and like that way? The other issue is that she can't make it with Shechianu is Mamish Kabbalah's Yantif. So she can't say a Shechianu and then and make it tonight. Once you're saying Shechianu, it's tonight. It's tonight on the candles, whatever. Once you're saying Shechianu, it's that's already becomes more problematic. And the Bris Grove doesn't like the fact that you're saying Shechianu mi ba'o yom. It's not really Yantif yet, so the Shechianu should really wait till Yantif. And that was the other thing I saw. The mother of the Drisha, she complained that she didn't like, I'm sorry, the wife of the Drisha, did not like the fact that there were women who would wait to light candles. They wait till the husband came home from shul, and right before the Yantif meal, they would light candles, because you light candles on Yantif, you know, while it's Yantif. Shabbos, you have to light before. No, so she says, no. She says it's no different than Shabbos, and the same two malachim that escort you home on Shabbos escort you home on Yantif, and if the table's not set, and the candles are not lit, and the bed's not made, and the couch is not misudar, then the good malach and the bad malach, it should be this way next week. Maybe on Yantif they say next year, I don't know. So she wanted to say it's not proper for the women to wait till the men to come home from shul. The men should come home from shul to a candle-lit house. That was her over there in the Hakdama of Yerudeh, Ayin Sham.
It all makes sense, because if there wasn't electricity, so that really...
It was sitting in the pitch dark, I don't know. Okay, that took a lot of time. Sif Yud is very important. Okay, the Bahag says, when one lights Nero Shabbos, let's say when a woman lights Nero Shabbos, that equals Kabbalah Shabbos. And Tosa says, no, Hadlakas Neros does not equal Kabbalah Shabbos. Mariv equals, if you daven Mariv, Shabbos Mariv, that equals Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay, that's Machlokes Bahag Tosfos, so we'll see the Psak.
And a woman that doesn't daven Mariv?
Yeah, most women don't daven Mariv. Okay, so she'd be Makabah Shabbos on her own, whatever.
Just saying.
Yeah, just saying, right. Now, according to the Bahag, we already kept saying a woman can make a Tanai if she needs to, but here is the source, you're going to see. According to the Maharam, she can make a Tanai. She can make a Tanai Bepeh, she can verbalize, I am hereby not being Mekabel Shabbos. And he says she can even think it, she can think in her mind, she's not being Mekabel Shabbos, she has something very important to do. I think it was Shmir Shabbos Gehilchos I saw today who said that, hey, then I hope. Then there's a Tashbetz Katan. Tashbetz Katan said that there's no greater Kabbalah Shabbos than a bracha. You say the Halig Neshal Shabbos, boom, it's Shabbos. You know, yes, Shabbos, no Shabbos, no. You say the Halig Neshal Shabbos, Shabbos. Ain't a mile to bear. No tonight. It's automatic Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay, these two sheets are working within the Bahag. So the Tosa says Hadlakas Neros is not Kabbalah Shabbos. The Bahag says it is. Within the Bahag, can you make it tonight that you don't want to be Kabbalah Shabbos? As a Machlokes Rishon. Then the Beis Yosef continues. Let's say you want to make a daven Mariv early, but you want to make it tonight. You're not being mekabel Shabbos through the Mariv, so he brings the Yesh Omrim. It's the same machlok. Yes, and he says no way, nothing doing. So Beis Yosef concludes. Maybe he's quoting someone. I don't remember. But the lashon is Yosef Nire. It's more clear that a tonight is not going to work over here. Once you say mekadesh Shabbos, oh, it's Shabbos. You can't say mekadesh Shabbos, but it's not Shabbos. Mekadesh Shabbos equals Shabbos. Period.
Mari's much later. Kabbalah Shabbos
is Mari. Yeah, but if you're making early Shabbos, let's say. In the summer, you make early Shabbos. Whatever. Yeah, make early Shabbos. Right, obviously, Shabbos comes by itself, ready or not, here I come. It comes Shkia, sunset, boom, it's Shabbos. But we talk about when you're davening earlier, what point is Shabbos, even though it's not officially Shabbos, you're turning it into Shabbos. Turn Friday night into Shabbos. So let's look at Reish Samach Gimel Yud. Labal halachas gedolos. That's the Bahag. Reish samach gimel yud. This is a juicy set. Hopefully we'll have time to finish it. Labahag. Kevan shehidig neshal Shabbos, chal alav Shabbos, v'nasa b'malacham. If he lights neir Shabbos, chal alav, chal alav Shabbos, v'nasa b'malacham. When you light Shabbos candles, it is Shabbos, also b'malacham. V'alpizeh nogos k'sas noshim. According to this, some women are noeg. If you look at the Lashon of the Mechaber, it's Meduyuk in his Shita. The Mechaber Shita is first she makes the bracha and then she lights the candles. Right? Ashkenazim don't do like that. We light candles, the woman lights candles, and then she makes the bracha. By Svardim, the Mechaber says make the bracha over the Azazel and then light the candles. Within the Svardi camp, the Ben Ish Chai disagrees with the Mechaber, so a lot of Svardim don't do like the Mechaber. But he says, Achashe Bercha, she made the bracha, vihidliku neros, then you light candles, so now you have a problem. Now it's Shabbos, what do you do with the match? Mashlichos la'aretz ha'psila, you have to drop the match. Shebiyadon shedikubah ve'ei mechabah, you can't blow it out, because it's already Shabbos, so you kind of have to put it down. So it's very interesting. I pointed out, in Ber Heitev, Sif Katan, test, not yet. That Terez Zakanim said it's proper for a woman to have a fancy candle to light the other candles with. You can't do that according to this opinion because every week you need a new candle.
A new fancy candle.
A new fancy candle, right. So this doesn't work according to this Mahalach, right? According to the Mahalach, you need to use that match and let the match burn out. Fine.
You couldn't use a gas lighter or something.
Right.
She couldn't use. The man could.
Right, so now we're in the Bahag. The Bahag says, Hadlakas Neros. Okay, so if you hold that you first make the bracha and then you light the candles, when you light the last candle, that is Shabbos. So you can't blow out the match, you put it down. Meaning Ashkenaz, is that the bracha is Kabbalah Shabbos. So you light the candles, you blow it out, and then you make the bracha. I did see someone who, even Ashkenazi women, I forgot where, I was thinking about you. Said like that. Even Ashkenazi women, there's some Inyan brought that I forgot where I saw it. Maybe it'll come up over here where they let it blow out for some reason. I forgot what the reason was.
They don't blow out. They don't blow out match.
put them on. But matches, yes, for, not candles.
No, but the match. You don't even like the match. Dhamma. I don't remember.
Matches is
I don't remember. Hold on, hold on. And Shmir Shabbos Kilchus also points out your comment, sort of, where you asked, we said we light candles early, and it's still time where you can light candles, but you didn't make the bracha, she can make the bracha later. And you said, well, we'll just blow it out and relight it. So Shmir Shabbos Kilchus doesn't exactly say that. He just says, well, if she can... If it's still Zman of Halakas Neros, let her just light. Well, he doesn't say what you. I don't know why he doesn't say what you. He says, let her light one more candle, you know, for good luck, and make the bracha on that one. So it's sort of what you were saying, but not exactly. I don't know why he doesn't say it like you. Fine, right. The Yesh Omrim. She'imas nekodem shemadlika she'in makabel Shabbos ashuma chazan baruchu moel. Some say if she makes it tonight, that she's not makabel Shabbos until the chazan says baruchu. Okay, we're going to learn about that another time, where there's a Kabbalah Shabbos, once the whole tzibur is Mekabbalah Shabbos, if you live back in the shtetl, there's only one minion in the shtetl, when that minion is Mekabbalah Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos is binding on everybody. Nowadays, we'll discuss it. Next week is different. The Yesh Omrim, but you can't make it tonight, Shem Oila. Okay, so we have a Bahag. Nero Shabbos equals Kabbalah Shabbos. Can you make it tonight? Machlokis. The Yesh, Chokin al Bahag, and there are those that disagree with the Bahag altogether. That's Toysus. And they say, ain't Kabbalah Shabbos talking about Lukas and Nair? No, Kabbalah Shabbos nothing to do with Lukas and Nair. Ella Betfilas Arvis. She came and Shomer Chazan Baruchu. Once a Chazan says Baruchu for Mara Friday night. Again, if it's before Shkia. If it's after Shkia, so what time is she Shabbos already? It's before Shkia. Hakol Porshim and Malacha, and everyone stops doing Malacha. Uli Didon, and for us, came and Shidchil and Mizmashir Yama Shabbos. Havik Yabaruchu, Lididu. Mizmashir is Kabbalah Shabbos. Hagah, note says Ramah, the Haminig Shaosa, what's Minig Ashkenaz? I was told that Sephardim are not knowing like this, I didn't know that. They do not hold that Kabbalah Shabbos, that Hadlakas Neros Kabbalah Shabbos. That's what my Sephardi guy who sits in front of me in the corridor told me.
Your women but, light and then Dimla.
Right. Hagah. Right, which then means then she obviously blow out the candle. So that whole candle is only.
And they light with the bracha.
Yeah, that's what he said. They're not knowing that.
The bracha, and it's still not Shabbos for them.
Right, that's what I heard. That's just how Sephardi women
like
are knowing.
Man.
Yeah, like a man, right. By a man also, it's not Kabbalah Shabbos, right, right, right. Hagah says the Ramah, minig sha'oisi isha madekes mekabbalah Shabbos v'hadlaka. Our minig Ashkenaz is that when she lights candles, that's Kabbalah Shabbos. Im lo shetasna tchila, unless she makes it tonight. V'afil tonight b'leiv sagi. And she can even make it tonight b'leiv. She doesn't have to verbalize it with her mouth, she can think about it. About Shar Bnei Abayis Mutar Melachar Bracha, but the rest of the house, Shabbos is not. Even though the woman lights candles and now it's Shabbos for her, it's not Shabbos for anybody else in the house. The Ikra Hadlaka, and I feel like he candles all over the house, so you want to turn the lights off and on the covered Shabbos. Ikra Hadlaka Tuli Bnei Shemalikin Ala Shulchan on the table by where you're eating. Avolo B'Shar Neiro Shabbos. Like by Hanukkah, you can't light here and move it somewhere else. You have to light in a place where it's fit to be lit. Not light it in a place where, like, on the side where there's no, doesn't help anything, and then move it. No moving the candle. Okay, look at Mishra Sivkat, the mem bays. The haminog. The ma'ish madlik. I feel you should mabarak al hadlakasa. If a man is lighting, even if he makes a bracha, not lacha, leka minhaga umvotu b'malacha. There's no minig, he's allowed to malacha. Now, mikamakam tov lahasl. Still good for a man also to make it tonight, but even if he didn't, it's not Kabbalah Shabbos. But, l'rav chadamilsa, the cover is all the sides. Mikabbalah Shabbos, v'tispala mincha tchila, the woman should daven mincha first. The whole kvar kibba Shabbos because she's mekabel Shabbos shuv iefshes bal tefila shalchol. She can't be mekabel Shabbos then daven mincha Friday mincha Shabbos really. Ukeshein shuhus lezev. She doesn't have time for that. Yoyse tov she tispal arvish tayim. She should light candles and then daven two marav. So that's interesting. I discussed something on the bus. Like most women don't daven marav. So okay, she missed mincha. She'll daven marav. But here he's saying like no, she missed. She's supposed to daven mincha. So daven two marav because you have to daven. If you daven one marav, it's one marav. You have to daven the second one. Ask for that to be mincha. I don't know if Lamaisa women are knowing to do that. Okay, here Dirshu brings down Aruch HaShulchan that since we make the bracha after that lakah, the Kabbalah Shabbos is the bracha, and she can blow out the match, no problem. And Rav Shlomo Zalman agrees with Aruch HaShulchan. Oh, but Rav Vosner says like you.
Who?
Rav Vosner. She doesn't blow out the match, even though it's before the bracha. Why? She lit the candles. She has to make the bracha right away. Blowing out that match would be like a hefsek between the mitzvah and the bracha. And therefore, she just puts it down and lets it burn out on its own and makes the bracha. Okay.
No,
no. Mikra didn't. She's allowed to blow it out. You just say, Rav doesn't say there's a hefsek. She can blow it out. Your wife doesn't blow it out?
The match to me.
Yeah, but she
there's a bigger hefsek.
It's a bigger hefsek, putting it down carefully.
Right, gently.
Just to drop it.
Right.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why can't you drop it?
You have to put it down careful so that it doesn't go out.
If it drops, it's not your...
So if it does, it does. If it does, it does. If you put it down, then it goes out.
Right. Oh, can a woman make... My wife asked me this. I didn't know this. Can a woman make a tanai? She didn't have mincha. She wants to make a tanai. She's not mekabel Shabbos in order to daven mincha. Is that enough of a tzorach? She can only use the tanai when there's a tzorach. Rosh Hashanah says that's enough of a tzorach. She can make a tanai that she's not. It's enough of a Torah. She can make a tanai she's not mekabel Shabbos, so that she can have a mincha. And Rav Nissen Karela says it as well. And Shmuel Shabbos Gilchus says she wants to drive to the Kotel. That's not enough of a Torah. Have a mincha at home, and then walk, or even matter, whatever. Going to the Kotel, that was not a Torah. That's the Shmuel Shabbos Gilchus. Okay, here Mishnah Yosef got the Mem Dalit. The Ein Lahasnos Kim Letzorach. Do not make a tonight unless you have a tzorach, a good reason to do so. Me'achas Yishcholkim V'Sovrin D'Lo Mani Tonight, because our poskim we don't like the tonight at all, so don't use it unless you need to. The Ikrat Loka. Okay, because the Ikrat Neros is where you're eating for the Kovid Shabbos, Onik Shabbos. However, the general rule is, even if you're not eating at home, if you're lighting in a place where it's dark, so Shalom Bayis, you could light Shalom Bayis, not only because of food, Shalom Bayis anywhere in the house that needs light. In theory, a person can make a bracha on those candles, as we discussed back in Sif, Vav, and Zayim. Okay, in general, you shouldn't move the candles. Now, if you lit the candles in a place that's kosher, then you decide you want them somewhere else. If you lit in a place where it's not kosher, you lit it on the side, doesn't help anybody, anything, nothing. So then you can't move them over onto the table is not going to help. But if you lit in a place where over here on the table, and it's a fine place to light, but you decide you want it over there, so you can move it from there to there. It was kosher over here, it's kosher over there. As long as it's not Shabbos yet. It's moksa, you can't move it on Shabbos, but... However, the Levush doesn't like that either. And Mishmur says, but Makom HaTzorach, whatever, you decide that you don't want it over here, it's an important reason you don't want it over here, you can move it over there.
After she
already lit. Meaning, if she lit in a place which is no good, so it's no good. It doesn't help you to move it. The Hadlaka is the mitzvah. But if she lit in a place that was good, but you decided that this place is not good for the candles.
The man you're talking about.
Yeah, or her daughter. Right, not her, because she was Mekabel Shabbos.
So if she